We're going to continue to talk about Birchas Kohanim a little bit more. Again, as a Kohen, my heart is with it. I have to talk about this Parshas Naso. So when you look at Birchas Kohanim, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Panav Edecha V'chunecha, just the first two of the brachos. So Yivarecha, Rashi already tells us in Medrash, is talking about a bracha of Mamonos, of Parnasa, having success financially. Yor Hashem Panav Edecha V'chunecha, Chazal teach us, is referring to our success, Beruchnius in Torah. Yor, V'hoyer, Einenu, B'soyrus Echa. To enlighten us and brighten our life with Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah are. Torah is the clarity and the light of the world. So Yoyer Hashem is referring to Torah and Ruchnius. Beautiful. Problem is, the order seems reversed. If Yoyer is Torah and Yivarecha is Mamonos, what should come first? First should be Ruchni, Avad. It's important to have Parnasa and be able to support your family and be able to send kids to yeshiva and have put food on the table. But first and foremost is our Ruchni's dik kashrut to the Rabbanim through his Torah. So first should be Yar Hashem Panav Edecha V'chunecha, and then Yivarecha Hashem V'shmerecha. Sounds strange because we're not used to it, but that's how it should be. Comes along the Halakha of Ma'ariv Hashemesh, and the Ma'ariv Hashemesh explains something very deep. You know, Chevra, Vada, learning Torah is so important and so chashiv. But what's the most important limud haTorah? So when you have all day and you have an environment where it's so conducive and easy to learn, like we had when we were zoicha to be in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael with no responsibilities and no distractions in a conducive environment, Vada, you have a lot of time to sit and learn. But lemais, it's easier. L'mais, it's without as much of a struggle. It doesn't need as much Mesiris Nefesh. You have everything on a silver platter. You learn all day. What about when you have to support a family, and you have to earn a parnasa, and you have to take care of your family, spend time with your wife and your children, and all different types of things, and you still make sure to be Mesiris Nefesh, to wake up early and sit in Shteig, and go to sleep late in Shteig, and when you have a free moment here and a free moment there, that Torah is the most chashuv of Torah. That Torah is priceless Torah. Sadly, how often it is, Chevra, I can't emphasize this enough, I've spoken about it so many times over the years, how often it is that I find individuals who sat and learned for years in yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, and in America, and then once they have all the tirda, and all the chrayas, of family life, which are all beautiful and wonderful and important, and earning a parnasa. So they go, and it is very hard. They're working, it's not 9 to 5, they're working 8 to 9. And they're going, I'm talking about B'nai Torah, go to Minyan, and their wives cover their hair. But you have a long day in the office, and then you come home, you want to spend some time with your wife, which is beautiful, and your children as well. And I'll ask a guy, Nusa, tell me, what are you learning these days? What are you learning these days? Oh, well, last Shabbos, I went to the Pirkei Avos shir by the rabbi. No, but what are you learning? I don't mean what shir did you go to recently. What are you learning daily? What are you amal on daily? I don't do that anymore. I don't have the time. And it's true, a lot don't have as much time. And it's a lot of Mesiris Nefesh to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning so that you could learn for an hour before Minyan or get home. You get home not till 8 o'clock at night and you spend a couple hours with your family and then to go out to the Beis Medrash from 10 to 11. It's Mesiris Nefesh, it's difficult. But if you do that, that Torah is priceless Torah. And that's a true Ben Torah. And that's someone who's connected to Torah always. You go to Shayashiv any morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, it's packed with Balabatim. Balabatim are going to get on a train to work as lawyers, as doctors, in business, as accountants. But shteig in the morning. Up 4 o'clock in the morning. 4:30 in the morning. Because Torah is our life. Torah is my life. I can't be without it. And when you have Torah, even through all of that, that's the greatest of Torahs. And the most special of Torah. And it shows that our relationship is deepest with the Eibishter. So comes the Ma'ariv Hashemesh and he says, Vada the Ikar Bracha is a bracha of connection to Torah and mitzvahs and ruchnias. But that shouldn't come first, to come second. Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha is a bracha of Mammon and Parnasa. The bracha of Yoyer comes second to tell us, even once I'm involved with Mamonos, even once I'm now in Parnassa, you should still be connected to Torah always. Never lose sight of that. Never be away from that. And that's the greatest of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the greatest of relationship with this Torah. And each and every one of us should be Zoyche our whole lives, to be one with Torah, one with Hashem, whatever's going on in our life. Always be Moshe Nefesh v'Torah. You'll see it will take you to the highest of places, your relation with Hashem, the highest of places with your Mishpacha, and the ultimate Simchas HaChaim, because the greatest Simcha is Simcha Shal Torah. Everyone should have a Heilige, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha, full of Bracha, as Hashem is Baruch.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.